We have to start all over again. Here we are, learning over here today. It's Erev Yom Kippur. Learning Masechta Nigoim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, HaPerech Menatome. We did this partially yesterday, we're reviewing it again. Learning over here with the Holy Rebbe, Harav HaGoyim, Dr. Colonel Yitzchak Ariel. Come on down, you're the next contestant on The Mishnah is Right. Here we go. HaPerech min HaTomei Tor. So let's see it again. We have over here. Neg over here. It spreads. HaPerech min HaTomei Tor. Tomei shenechlat. Lecha min ha-negoim. V'achar kach porcha b'kuloi tor. We have a Tomei shenechlat. One of the negoim. And then it spreads. His entire body is tor. His entire body is tor. HaPerech min HaPonei Tor. Chazru boi roshei evadim. Tomei. Rav. Chazru boi roshei evadim. Im liachar ha-pericha. After it spreads, then chazu v'niskalu afilu roshei evarim bilvat tamei. Tilsib biyom uviyom heros boy basar chayitma. It says uviyom heros boy basar chayitma. Wait, so he's darshing the pasuk in a very funny way. On the day uviyom, yeah, over here a nega nachmo. You have a nega tamei. Shenechlat, right? He's darshing the pasuk in a very unusual way. We start with right. we start with the Tomei Shenechlat, and then V'achach Parcha B'Kulei Tor. Fine. Chazru Roshei Evadim im Le'achar Pricha Chazru Nisgalu Afilu Roshei Evadim Bulvad Tomei D'Chsev V'Yom Hiroyis By Basar Chai. When you see Basar Chai Yitma V'Hu Sheyiru Kodasha Ois Beis. He's saying I think he's like darshing the pasuk in the Dush. That's not the Pshuta Shel Mikvah. The Pshuta Shel Mikvah over here refers to a Michya. Maybe not. Let's see the Rav. The Tosfos Yom Tov. The Loi Koy El Al Rosha Evadim. The Bishar Mikomos Im Beloi Parach. Bekuloi. Havi Michya. Simen Tumma. The Michya is a Simen Tumma. Hu Adim Beparach. V'havi Tzach L'mechtav El Al Mikomos She'enam Mitamim B'michya. Kishloi parach loy mashim ha parach af be elu ha mukaymos ha michya simtum loshen karav losh karav aron the ayin toisya. I don't know what he's talking about over here. Being a drasha.
I mean it is basarach and it's not michya in the classical sense that it came from the recession or from the diminution of a. Of a
Baharas.
So it's not
possible,
but nevertheless.
So this is the Pasha on the Pasik, this the Pshuta Shel Mikra over here is telling us over here that when the Pasik says Uviyoim here is by Basar Chai Yitma, when you see Basar Chai Yitma, it's going in a very specific case where it recedes. You have a person who's Tahar Lagamre because of Pricha. And now when it begins to recede, now it's that's what he's saying. Tomei d'chsev v'yom hiros by basar chayitma, v'hu sheyiru chadasha. Let's again, ois beis, d'loi koi el al roshei evarim, it's only going on the roshei evarim, why? D'b'sha'or mekoymois,
I think it's a Fila Rosh Hashanah.
Even if it did not spread B'kuloi, have a Michya. Simen Toma. That's a Michya. The Basar Chai is a Michya. There's no need to write this. Ella al hamakoma she'ena mitamin b'michya, kishaloi parach, only on the places that are not mitamin b'michya, kishaloi parach loymar shem parach af be'elu hamakomos hamichya simintuma. Even if it's spread in these makomos, it's a simintuma. Okay, so basically, without going into this too complicated for my little head, my head's not really working over here. But over here, what he's saying over here is a tremendous chiddush. He's saying that the parsha is possibly over here refers to this case. Refers to it was parach b'kuloi, yeah, it was parach b'kuloi, and now it receded. It was parach b'kuloi and it receded, and when it receded, the roshei evadim anire. That's here now. The person is tame. Provided the size of an adasha. All right, fine.
The size of a gris wouldn't matter, right?
A gris is 9 adashas.
That's all right. That's all right. You're right. I meant something smaller than that.
Okay, right in the Mishnah. Tame ad, let's say, Chazuba Rosh Evam Tame ad Shetisvait Bahartoi Mikagdis. Or the way he's going to become ad, when will he be Torah in Gansen? When the entire Baharis disappears from his body, less than the size of Gris. Let's see the Rav. Ad Shetisvait Bahartoi Mikagdis, Sheyeluch Kolanega, Velo Yishtair Boy Kigris. You don't even have a Gris. Okay, Vaita, next. Next case, next part of the Mishnah, and Atar Tomei. Let's say we have a nega that's tar, and then it spreads. Rav, mitar Tomei, tar. A person who is tar, sheparchot saras bekuloi, his entire body, kagoyim, shehichlitoi b'seir lovan oi b'michya. V'noshar seir lovan oi v'nischasei samichya. Now the simoni tumo disappears. So if we have a nega, and the nega is tar, because the nega does not have the simoni tumo, Upatroi, inami heskido beheres kigris, the amal bein of sheshavuos, upatroi. So we have a negat tahar. He was locked up for 2 weeks, or he was a muchlat with the seir lovan, or michyan, now the michyan, the seir lovan disappeared. So he has still on his body a negat tahar. And now the negat tahar is nischased his entire body. Becholhani, im achar pituroi, parcha bekuloi, tame. So, why do you need the entire body? What about pisir? I thought that if later on, if you have a negat that's tahar, a negat tahar, and this pisyoin, wouldn't that be enough to make him tame? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe yeah. Maybe not. But in this particular case, the case going where he has a negat tahar and it spreads to his entire body. Okay, so he's tame. So you have a hechitim. So now murdi gezach. You have to go stop the person on Avenue M and ask them, tell me Hikatimsa. We have two people. Both of them are identical. They both have a michya that covers their entire body. A baheres that covers their entire body. One of them is Tame, one of them is Tahar. You know this? I bet you we go to Shul on Shabbos Parshas Mitzorah. And we stop in the middle of the laning, and we say, Rabbi, so we're not going to continue laning until someone tells me, gives me an answer to this question. There are two people. Both of them have a nega, a baharis, the entire body. One is tame, one is tar. Who can explain to me? You over here in shul, you're reading the parish, Mitzayra. Is there any of the Rosh Yeshivas over here who know who the answer is? If you don't know who the answer is, then take off your kapata. Take off your kapot and put on a janitor's costume. We have here special t-shirts, so you small, medium, large. For the Rosh Yeshivas, we only have large. Heintik of Gedoilim or Ketanim. Right, so therefore, so what's the heretics? The heretics that a person who started out in Tahar and it was Nispashet Bechuloi, he's Tame. A person that was Tame and it was Nispashet Bechuloi is Tahar. It's opposites, it's polar opposites. It's like America. Elyonim Lamaila Tachtainim Lamata. We have the people who are in insane asylum. They're sitting, they're running the country. And the smart people are in lockdown.
Yeah.
So chazru by Rasha Evadim Tamei. Now, what happens now? Chazru by Rasha Evarim. Let's say the Rasha Evarim now. So this fellow now is Tamei. And now it recedes. Oh, doesn't matter. Chazru by Rasha Evarim Tamei. Ad shetachsa b'harta l'chemo shahaysa. So chumra over here. We're being very machmir over here in this case. Rav, ad shetachsa l'chemo shahaysa. De'im nishtayir min aparicha kol shahu. Samuch la'oim, expressly the entire body is tamei. Now it recedes. Shem nishtayim in apricha, kol shu samuch la'oim, tamei mishum pisyoin. He's tamei mishum pisyoin. He had a nega tahar. It went to his entire body. He's tamei. And now it recedes. So it's still pisyoin. V'hadetan b'samuch shem holcha michya v'yachakach. This, we learn b'samuch shem holcha hamichya. If the michya disappears, tahar, which is anami baharis. So the other case, which I don't know who's referring to, this will be maybe next Mishnah. So anami baharis above ser love and parcha bakula yava bishesh ser love and mukaima tar, masha koshkain in mukaima shahusar, hasamari shlopatra kaida dain. They did not yet exempt him, kisha parcha bakula, vahamar kisha patra achakach parcha bula. In other words, it's legal. There was no inspection, so it wasn't illegal b'tur. Over here, he already got a psak halacha. He got his vaccine passport. So it's already finished. All right, let's take a look at Ikum Farshim. Maybe the Ikum Farshim will be magal a little more light. We'll shed a little bit more or chadosh. Or chadosh. Al tzion toyir. Yeah, maybe place me down Musaf somewhere.
Avada.
V'akoy hanim. I miss it very much. I want to do it.
Very nice.
Kisha ha yushaimim. I miss it. What's going to be? Achas. Achas ushtayim. Achas v'sholosh, achas v'yarba, achas v'chomesh, achas v'shesh.
Of the Bar Kore, the idea of a chazan or about Shulah and Yom Kippur, is that from Chaim Berlin? Is that from Trevor Das? Is that from Young Israel or somewhere else?
What, my nusach?
Yeah.
My nusach is 90% from Chaim Berlin, and I took things that I like from the Young Israel and from other places. I like what they do. Beroish Hashana Yikosevun Uviyoim Tsoim Kippur Yechosehem. Then I sing it. From a tape, I heard this.
I gave you that CD tape last year. I suspect it's still in its wrapping, but it's
Kedai
to listen to.
Wait, where is? Yeah, I know. Thank you very, very much. I wanted to give him. I gave you
the CD from Chamber Yavne.
I listened to that 1,000 times.
You did this.
Oh no, Chamber Yavne, not from Chamber Yavne, from Gush Etzion, the Gush. I know you gave it to me. I know. I have it.
Don't worry.
I have it.
You can listen to it.
Oh, I miss davening. You know what I really miss? I miss I have no one to daven for.
You daven for Am Shabbos. You daven for yourself.
All the Biden voters.
You daven for the Shekhinah.
Oh, come on. The Shekhinah is the last one I daven for.
Shechina. Did he buy a ticket? I don't know. Did he buy a ticket? I think he bought.
Down for the Biden voters, the Am Shebesodes.
Okay.
Hey. I have a whole nusach, like all dressed up. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. No one's interested.
I mean, I'm sure we could find you a nursing home somewhere, but it'd probably be somewhat of a walk.
You go nursing home, yeah, and they tell. I once someone told me, he said, I need Darius, he says, but I will say you have, you know, you wait, you have to, you know, make sure that you know, the room is clean. The tendency for leakage, number one, number two, and it should be asleep. How you have to know. Weiter the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ad shetachzel chumash hayis," on page 57, until it returns the way it was. The im nishtayim in apricha kol shu samach l'oim. Let's say it's left off in the pricha samach l'oim. Tamei mishum pisyoin. It's tamei mishum pisyoin. Yeah. It's the shtayim in apricha, kol shu vine. We did it already. Let's see. Ikim farshim. Hakdama. Ikim farshim. Hakdama. Mishnah perkenu melame din nega ha'hifech kula lovan. Kos of Rambam. The perusha of the Mishnah aleph. Da. Shematzora im hoya muchlat be'ezes simin min ha'simonim. Shahoya ha'hechlet. Oy im hoya muskar. Ve'achakach porcha tzoras bekuloi. Ve'nepach lovan ha'reze tohar. Kumayi Shabir Akosov. Avlim Niftar Vyatsa Tobal. Let's say he was Niftar, he was sent away, Vyatsa Tar. Kagoyin Shahisa Babakharis Shain Ba Simon Tumma. The Akakh Parcha Bakuloi. So now he's Tahar. And then it's spread Hareze Tame. It's reverse role. Reversal.
Why do you need Parcha Bakula? Even just a little bit. It should have been
time and Mishnah. Right, because of pissing. Right, so Harid Tami. The Chayim Bol, let's see. He's saying good. That's what I was saying in the Mishnah. Avlim, Avlim, and the Mishnah is going to Chayisa by Beheris Shain, Bostim, and Tumma, Viakach, Parcha, Bukuloi, Harid Tami. You're right? The Chayim, Imba, Bitchilas, Amidas, I live near Koin, Bukul, Kulu, Lovon. He was in Gansan Lovon. Harid Gam, ooh, look at the Harid Gam Utam. That it doesn't say in the Mishnah. That's a new chiddush. Who's kedai to come today to learn this? Doesn't say in the Mishnah. Rambam. This is a very gishmak shir. Give a shir klali on this. Read Rambam. Read the Mishnah. Read Rambam. Avoysai. What's it on the Rambam? What's it on? V'chein in ba'a b'chil ha'midol v'nei ha'koyin v'u kul etzlovan. What's the makar for this Rambam? Where did Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon get such a thing from? The Rambam, where did the Rambam get this? That if a person for the very first time, ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the very first time, Mr. Kuloi Hafach Lovan. The first time the Kohen laid his eyes, it was love at first sight. The first time he laid his eyes on the person, he was in Gansen, Parach Bakuloi, Tomei. Unbelievable, huh? Where did the Rambam get this from? Hare Gabu Tomei, Lefish Ladon Bo HaKosav Bitara. The only place where he's telling us, because the only place where it says the Torah tells us that Parach Bakula is Tameh, is giving us a Hezber, is where the Kohen first saw him Tameh with a Baharis, with Simonim, and then it spread. Well, if you should like Don Ba Kasa Bitari El Balacha Shakvar Kadva Psatuma, Veloshan Okay, Veloshan Sifra. Now we go to the Sifra. The Sifra is the Sefer of Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha and Chumash Vayikra.
Toiras Koyhanim. It's actually isn't the Sifra in Bamidbar?
No, that's the Sifra. Oh wait. No. No, that's the Sifra.
Toiras Koyhanim is Vayikra.
Same thing. The Sifra is Vayikra. Sifra the Sifra with a Tzeire Reish Yud is the book, the two books, the Sifra on Bamidbar and Devarim. This is the bad year.
But I thought Vayikra is always Torah
Kohanim. No, it's called Torah Kohanim, and it's also called Sifra. It goes by many names. It goes by two names. Sifra, one book, is always Vayikra. Sifrei is Bamidbar and Devarim.
Right. I didn't know. I was not aware that Torah Kohanim goes by two names.
Yes,
see,
positive.
I thought it was just by Torah Kohanim. So you said it also goes by Sifra. Okay, and I guess if you married a Feinstein, your Chori You might have a child named Sif.
You have a child named Sima. Sima. What do you mean Sifra? Shima.
Shima. It's
Shima. Shima. Sima. Fine. Veloshan Sifra. I'm not marrying him, sorry. Veloshan Sifra. What?
She's a nice girl. I can speak to Rabbi Frischel.
No, I don't want.
Okay.
Veloshan Sifra. Yachal. Veloshan Sifra. Yachal. Ababukul Lavan Betchila. Veloshan Sifra. Yachal. I would think. Hababukuloy Lavan Betchila Yetahar. I would think that if the person comes to the very first time and it's in Gans, you be Tahar. Tamuloy Mar. Who? Who tar ve'ein habab ve'ein habab bechulei lovin betchila tar ella tamei v'zeinin hapareach menatar. That's the parech menatar. The parech menatar is tamei. Okay, so it's even more digazach. Okay, so the ikkar yisoid is already very valuable. It's very valuable. It's coming to put us in the right perspective, and it's coming to teach us this yisoid, that the only time parech bechulei is tahar is when you start off in a state of tuma. You have to start off Tameh in order to apply the principle of Parach B'chulo Yistar. If you start off in a matziv of, if you start off in a matziv of Tahara, and then it's Parach B'chulo, then it's Tameh. Either way, anyway, any Hechatimsis, this is Hezbe, there's a Hezbe in the Rambam.
Okay.
This is the Hezbe in the Rambam. The Sifra has come to rescue the Rambam.
It's very, it's very appropriate for this time of year also. A pareach, the only time that you're tar is when you're pareach when at tumah, and not the other way around.
Who is more tar, a person that was never tameh? This goes back to the Rambam's Yisoid. Who is more tar, a person that was never tameh, or a person that was tameh and he became tar? So the Yisoid is your own Yisoid is the healer new the hair in this halacha. The Yisoid, so we always say, is the one that was tameh and became tar, because it's on that person the Torah says you're tar. The Torah never declares Tar a person that was never Tameh. The Torah only declares Tar a person that was once Tameh and became Tar. This is old Rama. So here he's saying even weiter. He's saying over here that he's saying that if a person came to the Kohen and he has all the Simoni Tahara, he's Mamish Tameh. Pum Faker, it's even worse. A person comes for the very first time to the Kohen and his entire body is one big Baharis. He's Tameh. He's Tameh.
Right.
He's only become Tar when he comes to Kohen.
For sure they don't know that on Avenue M. For sure.
You never know what they know on Avenue M. Who knows? Maybe there are people out there that know everything. They're just fooling us. Weiter. Weiter the Mishnah. Okay. Weiter. So now we go back into the Hakdama. Aleph, Hakdama. Aleph, Hakdama. Mishnah say, Numalamad is the Avriach Kula Lovan, Minatoma, Uminatahara. Okay, now we go to the next page, 57. Shetachzor b'cheres l'chemosh ha'isa. Okay, that's the second case. A person originally starts out tahar, and then it spreads to his entire body. So now he is tameh, and now it recedes. So he's not going to be declared tahar. See, I think this is the reason why. Now I understand the reason why the Mishnah is discussing a case where it was nispashet b'chuloi is only because of the end of the Mishnah. You see, it's you're right. The person, we learned this in the Mishnah nice before. The person as a nega tohar, he was in hesker for 2 weeks, or he was a muchlat with simoni tumah. The simoni tumah disappeared. Okay, fellow, you're now tohar. Let's say a week later, any time later, it is. Pisyoin. That's it. So you tame. Even a mashu of pisyoin you tame. I think we learned that in the Mishnah somewhere.
Yeah.
The reason why it says here in this Mishnah that it was nispashet b'chuloi was because we want to teach you what happens when it recedes. So the only, it's just the building up. The reason why we're telling you the case where it was nispashet b'chuloi, he's now tame. That's a chiddush also in and of itself. Because that's an important chiddush. In and of itself, because you may say that if it's nispashet b'chuloi, parach b'chuloi, tahar, right?
Okay.
No, you're not. It's nispashet b'chuloi, you're tameh. If you're starting off with a michya, with a nega that's tar, and it spreads the entire body, you're going to be tameh. Now there's another chiddush, is that when it begins to recede, we go back to the original nega. We still consider it to be pisyon. Maybe you would argue, if not for this mission, that when the person, when it's nespashit b'chuloi, he now is in a new state. And now, even if he begins to receive a small amount, he should be tar. No. You never left your original state. The original state, you never left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see inside. Shetachsar Baharta Lhvoshoha, it's Biporechmanatame Kutani. But when we learned before with Prechmanatame Kutani after the spash asha to smite Baharta Bhigris. Uporeach Minatar, but when it's Poreach Minatar Kutani Acha Taksar Lhmoshoha. Ooh, what's the pshat? Why push it? Mishum the Biporeach Minatame. It's Bresam Tame, it's not going to be enough to go back to the original size. The Itar, Ditle Bepricha, V'chazra D'Roshe Evarim, Metame Le Mishum Basar Chai. So when it goes back, it's Basar Chai, calls man Shalhu Miskale Yoiser, Shemiskale Yoiser, to Masa Yoseres, V'havile Chai Chazra Simen Tuma. Ah, this might Michgris V'ozel Nigoy. Aval b'poreach min ha-tohar, when it spreads from the tohar, the pericha metamalei mishum pisyon ki chaza l'chemosh ha-chayisah halacha pisyon v'tar. He's saying a lot of lomz, a merdik lomz what he's saying over. He's saying an incredible chiddush. Let's go back. Now you understand what it means. What he means over there in the raf, in the first raf. This totally opens up wide. It smashes open wide the first raf. Go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The mission is that Abrech mina tamei na mina tamei tar tamei shenechlat bech mina negoim yachkach parcha bekulei tar. Okay. Chazra boy rosh evadim im leachar pricha. After the pricha, chazra miskalu afili rosh evadim belvad tamei d'chsil v'yomei rosh by bosach hayidma. V'hu sheyiru kadoshim, because this is called a michya. The rosh evadim is called the michya. Oh, but you can't see the Rosh Eivarim. You can't see in one shot. Whoever told you have to see the Rosh Eivarim in one shot when it comes to the Michya? The only thing that you have to be able to see in one shot is the Beharis. If you have the Michya in the Beharis, the Michya does not need to be seen. Does not need to be seen in one shot. The Rosh Eivarim now become the Michya. And the more that it recedes, the greater the michya is. When it's nespashet b'chuloi, is in a person's entire body, he now enters into a state of, it's one massive baharis. And every piece of raw flesh that you find in this body, it's not a hefsik, it's a michya. There's an incredible lumness going on over here. The Ikim of Farsh, what we were saying is that when a person reaches the Madrega. So I never looked at it like that. I looked at it that there's a din that the Nespashet Bechuloi. It's Nespashet Bechuloi. It's a Gzeres HaKosef. So Sunu, he's tar. So he's saying now, no. Nespashet Bechuloi in Echnami, tar. But when it begins to recede, all it's not called receding. Not in other words,
it's called Mechya.
The Basar Chai all over the body, wherever there'll be a recession, it's called the Mechya. The Nega never went away. You are, once a person has a Beharis on his entire body, you are now in a state that will never go away from you, of being, never go from this person, of being in a Matziv of, being in a Matziv of a Beharis, of you have, the whole body is the Beharis. Oh, but 90% of it went away. No, it didn't. The 90% is just a 90% Michya, a Groyser Michya, a Gresser Michya. And you can have a Michya wherever. Oh, but it has to be Mivutzeres. Where's the Mivutzeres? Where's the Mivutzeres? It has to be in the center, it has to be surrounded. That's right, every other part of the body is the Mivutzeres for the Basar Chai. When the attack is said it's gone entirely, when it's less than a Beharis is left. then when you get to a matzah with less, then a beharis is less, then you no longer have the mevutzeris, you no longer have a nega, then you're done. That's what he's saying over here. Person has a nega, and the nega is nespashed his entire body, he becomes tahar. Gzeris akasif. But once it begins to recede, then we look at him as a person that has a beharis on his entire body, and all of the raw flesh is nothing more than a michya. Now go the other way around. A person who was originally tahar, and then it spreads to his entire body. So now he's tamei. Now it begins to recede. So when it begins to recede, we don't look at him as a person with when a person was originally tahar and it goes to his entire body, we do not look at him as if, we don't look at the basar chai as being a michya. We don't look at the basar chai as being a michya. Instead we look at the beharis, and the beharis is pisyon. You're looking at exactly the same thing, but you're looking at it differently. A person that was originally tahar and it spreads, we look at the spread as pisyon. A person that was tamei and it spreads, we're not looking at it as pisyon. We're just looking at a spread. Mela, when it begins to recede, it's basachai. The whole lumnus is a very different lumnus. Look at the Gemara Farshim over here really says quite a mouthful. He's saying a lot of yisud. Look at the Gemara Farshim again. Shatachzar, he's asking the kash, why is it that it says l'chamosha hoyasa when he was tahar, and then it spread, verse less than a gris when it was the other way around? When it spreads in the tamei, so he's tahar, right? You have a person who's tamei, it spreads his entire body, he's tahar. Now it begins to recede. Oh, it begins to recede, you're tamei again. You're going to be tamei until it gets less than a beharis, the gris. It says, so it spreads, the step first is it becomes tahar, and now it begins to recede, so now you're tamei, until it's less than the gris. Acha tismay behar de michigris. Or porech mena tar ketani acha tachsel chamosha haisa. The person was tar, and it spreads. Right, mena tar, and it spreads. And now he's tamei. He's tar, and it spreads. And now it begins to recede. He's still going to become tamei. Acha tachsel chamosha haisa. What's the pshat? Mishum. Here come all the yisoidas. This is where all the money is. Mishum, de b'pareach mena tamei, de itaher le b'pricha, he became tar. Now we're into recession. The chazra, de roshe vardim, metamei le, it'll be metamei him, mishum bosachai. The person is one big beheres. De roshe vardim is bosachai. Calls manshu miskale, yoiser, the larger the recession, the larger the beharis. Kolzman shu miskale, yoiser tumasoi. Kolzman shu miskale, yoiser tumasoi. Yoiser tumasoi yoiseres. Vahavi lei hai chazara simen tumma. It's a bigger basachai. Adis by mechagris, ve ozl nega, then there's no longer a nega. Aval b'brech menam natar de pricha metamilei mishum pisyon ki chazel chamo shahaya holach. You don't need to get less than the gris. You just need to reduce the pisyon. L'chamo shahaya holach ha-pisyon v'tahar. You get what I'm saying? Let's see the chart. The chart will give more hesber.
Yeah, I understand.
It's a very hard mishnah. I thought by parenches it would already be easy. It doesn't lay up. This goes all the way to Perek Yudalit. Wow, this is really hard stuff. This stuff ain't easy here. Klal, what's the klal? Okay, dugma. We have parech menat tamei tar. Dugma. Mishoy by nega. Vihuchlat. Vituma. Oyeshoy by nega vihuskar. V'yachkach parach ha-nega b'kuloi. Oh, so either he's in Hesker, or he is a Mukhlat, and it spreads b'kuloi. All of Nemar, it is on such a person, the Torah declares, b'Torah, Kuloi hafach lavan tahar hu. Good. Now, let's go next on the left side. Let's say now it begins to recede. Nizgalu b'roshevarim imliachash shaparach lavan v'nitar. It spread and now he was nitar. Chazav nizgalu b'bosachai kadosha. Afi l'b'roshevarim tamei. He's tamei because now we consider him to be a person that has a nega and has a michya. Has a michya in the center. Tamei ad she yismayet a nega mishir gris. Shenemar. So this person is a person that has a baheres on his entire body, and in the middle he has a baheres. He has a baheres.
It's a small
mechia. It's a gross. He has a gross mechia. So the only way we can get this guy, we can declare him to become tahar, is if the nega goes away. The problem is the nega. There's a nega, and the nega is the size of a baheres. And the nega, we say, is on the entire body. The entire body is one big nega. And it's mevutzeres. Because it's like the world is round. So when you look at the nega is surrounding, the nega in every dimension is surrounding the michya. Isn't that amazing? You have here a baheres, and it receded to the point where it's exactly a gris. We look at this as if the rest of the body is in the middle. It's relative, since the body is circular. So we look at the michya in the entire body as being surrounded by the baheres of a gris. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now the bottom line. Ha'aparech menat tar, the other way around. Let's say mishuch labiach b'mismanatim v'chaz v'nitis tar. Oy mishuch gar shdei shavuos v'hanega amabina v'nitar. V'yach kach hanega aparech b'chuloi tamehu. Let's say the other way around. This was the Rambam, the Pasik. Let's say he is a nega tahar. There's something called a nega tahar. A nega tahar is when it was there for 2 weeks and nothing happened, or the simonim disappeared, and now it's the spashet b'chulo, he's tamei. Why is he tamei? He's tamei because of pisyoin. He's tamei pisyoin. So now when it begins to go away, it has to go away just enough where it gets back to the way it was originally. Because the tumah now is a tumah of pisyoin. This is not a tumah of michya. It's not a simen tumah. The nega spread. We don't look at this person as having a nega on his entire body. We look at him having a nega. The nega spread to the entire body. So it's pisyoin. So now the pisyoin has to go away. Im liachah shaparach lavan v'nitma. Chazhu v'niskala. So he went to his entire body because of pisyoin. Chazhu v'niskala b'rosh evadim. The way it was originally, then the yispat la pisyoin, unbelievable. Dvarim nifloy mad moed. V'yakoy hanim. Let's chazan the mission inside. In the veining. Eins, trei, zwei, vai. Wait, eins. I don't even know this Yiddish. Vavuzha fa'an ala mission unumit mir. Habarech min atame. We started with the person who's tamei and it's porech, the ganze body, tahar. Chazor Roshevarim, oh, tamei. Why? The chazora is a gilui of a beheres, of a michya. The chazor boy, Roshevarim, he's learning pshat over here in the Mishnah. The chazor boy, it's not really a chazora. See, the terminology is not really good. When it begins to recede, it's not really called a chazor, it's just a gilui of a michya. And it's mevutzeres. When, and the more it recedes, really, it's just a way of looking at it. The more it recedes, really, it's an aggressive legilu of Kavod Shamayim. The Klal Yisrael. It's legilu Yisrinu. Ad shetismayit b'harit v'michagris. Until the nega Tichle zadain min haaretz. Until the nega is obliterated. The nega is nishdo. Ki saver mem shele zadain min haaretz. Now, pumfakert, min atar. Let's say we have a tar. We have a minatar, person that's tahar, a nega tahar, 2 weeks in the bullpen, and he never goes out to close the game. Does the tahar, 2 weeks locked up, nothing happens, tahar, or he was mukhlat, and the simoni tumah disappeared. As nega tahar, now tameh, and now what happens? It's nispashet in the ganze mensch.
So
this is pisyoin. Now let's say it's chashuboy. The chazor in this matzav is not a gilui kvayt shemayim of michya. Das is just a savim emshel zodoin. That's all it is. Don't get carried away here with your davening. This is not a gilui kvayt shemayim. This is just a selfish act of gaiva. Chazor rosh evarim. Tomei, you're Tomei the Kemensh. This is just a retraction of the pisyoin, and we just got to get rid of the pisyoin. Ad shetachsa b'charta l'chemaisha ha'isa, until the way it was. Unbelievable, no? It's a very, very long submission. The way the Ikim Afarshim explains the Ra, it all fits together. All the pieces fit together.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied?
Yeah.
Zoga kadosh rabon, iskadal v'iskadash v'rabon. Liela, Mikol Mirchasav Shirasa. Tiska Behel Tehilo, he's signed. No. The Holbei Sisrael. No, you have a place to meet to sustain myself on the Yom Kippurim. All right, I gotta stop now. It's 3:02. I really gotta go. I'm an hour late. I gotta go now.
I saw it for the first time. I'm sure that you know where it talks about the death of Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, I saw it in Malchus. Oh, yeah.
I
wanted to say that. Arz Alvan. Oh, Igvalt. I used to have practiced that. I don't know if I practiced in the Nusach to say those words. I practiced Arz Alvan.
Tia Rabbi Yishma. I never knew. It came to me that Rabbi Akiva, the death of Rabbi Akiva is brought down in the Medrash of Mishlei. Do you know that? Shocher Tov in Mishlei. Perek Tes. That Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and he's being mishamished by his Talmud, Rabbi Shua.
So Gemara, isn't the Gemara somewhere?
It is a Gemara. It's a Gemara. I mean, the Gemara of Brachas, the Gemara in Yerushalmi. I mean, the Machlok is Bavli in Yerushalmi about the death of Rabbi Akiva. But actually, what transpired afterwards?
Eliyahu Navi came to carry him away.
Eliyahu Navi came to
carry walked right in. Right. Walked right in. No vaccinating passport needed.
No vaccine passport. And everybody was asleep in the jail. It says everyone was asleep in the jail. And then Rabbi Shua ben Garasi asked him the question. He says, "Aren't you a Kohen? Can't you be? You know, are you going to be Matame?" He says, "Tzadikim are not Matame. That was not
Tzadikim are not Matame. Like the Baba Rebbe."
And they brought him to a kever, they brought him to a ma'ara in Kotsrin or Cesare, I don't know where it is exactly. And he comes into like a hotel. He carries the body of Rabbi Akiva into a hotel with a Neridolok.